What's up, sunshine? Happy New Year. I'm Coy Wired. I'm pumped to be back with you. Hope you're off to an awesome start to 2025. Mr. Miller's class at St. Francis Xavier School in Fort Myers, Florida. All my clips in Mrs. Orr's class at Columbiana, Ohio, and Mrs. Lister and crew at Green Charter School in Greenville, South Carolina. Rise up. Thank you to all of you who've kept in touch on social media over the holidays. We're so grateful you choose to spend part of your day with us right here on CNN 10. New Year. New show. Let's go. We start with a massive winter storm that's affected millions of people in the U.S. since Saturday. The storm unleashed a mix of heavy snow, treacherous ice, rain, and severe thunderstorms across an enormous 1,500-mile swath of the country from the plains to the East Coast. The powerful storm moved on an eastern path. It unleashed a wintry mess into the Mississippi Valley and parts of the Midwest by Sunday morning before moving on to the Ohio Valley and East Coast. Parts of Kansas and Missouri were pounded with blizzard conditions, getting wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour and several inches of snow. Visibility dropped to near zero during the storm, making driving or getting around nearly impossible. Meanwhile, areas just south of the heaviest snow faced dangerous ice conditions. The Weather Service discouraged any travel in southern Illinois, western Kentucky, and southeast Missouri, where roads, bridges, and overpasses are likely to become slick and hazardous. And this massive winter storm isn't sparing warmer areas in the south, where it brought thunderstorms and heavy rain to parts of Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Governors of several states declared a state of emergency or state of preparedness before the storm so they could be ready to clear roads and deal with power outages that the storm left in its wake. We hope all of you in the storm's path are safe and warm as it passes through. This week, the nation will pay its respects to former U.S. President Jimmy Carter with a national day of mourning on Thursday. President Carter passed away on December 29th at his home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100. He was the longest-lived president in U.S. history. Over the weekend, Carter's motorcade traveled through Plains before arriving in Atlanta for a service at the Carter Presidential Center, where the former president will lie in repose until Tuesday morning. The former president will then lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C., until the funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral on Thursday morning. Following the service, the late president and his family will travel back to Carter's hometown in Georgia for a private funeral service and burial. CNN's Wolf Blitzer has more on the life and legacy of the 39th President of the United States.
We just want the truth again.
Jimmy Carter was elected president barely 2 years after the law-breaking and cover-ups of the Watergate scandal forced President Richard Nixon to resign. His candor seemed like a breath of fresh air.
There's a fear that our best years are behind us. But I say to you that our nation's best is still ahead.
James Earl Carter was born on October 1st, 1924. His father ran an agricultural supply store in Plains, Georgia. His mother was a nurse. He was smart enough and tough enough to receive an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy. Just after graduation in 1946, he married Rosalind Smith. His naval career took him from battleships to the new nuclear submarine program, but when his father died in 1953, he left the military and returned to Georgia, where he spent the next two decades running the family peanut farm business and slowly and steadily beginning a political career that saw him elected governor of Georgia in 1970.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
In 1976, the former Georgia governor went from being Jimmy Who to the White House. Not everyone in Washington was happy to see him. Early on, Carter was accused of presidential micromanaging, of excessive attention to detail. That mastery of details enabled Carter to negotiate the Camp David peace accords, a deal between Egypt and Israel that led to a peace treaty ending decades of war between their countries. His most difficult presidential days came after Iranian militants took dozens of Americans hostage in Tehran in late 1979. They were held for 444 days, and eight U.S. servicemen died after President Carter ordered an elaborate rescue attempt that failed. The Iran hostage crisis was only one of the challenges that confronted President Carter. He and Rosalynn founded the Carter Center in part to promote peace, democracy, human rights, as well as economic and social development all over the world. Carter monitored elections for fairness. He went to North Korea and Cuba and met with leaders usually shunned by the U.S., including representatives of Hamas, the Palestinian organization both the U.S. and Israel have branded as terrorists. In autumn of 2002, Carter was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, the culmination of an incredible career as a world leader and as a citizen.
I'm delighted and humbled and very grateful that the Nobel Peace Prize Committee has given me this recognition.
He still wasn't done. Carter remained active into his 90s, traveling, writing books, building Habitat for Humanity homes, husband, statesman, a connection to an era now gone, Jimmy Carter was a defender of values forever current.
It's 10-second trivia time. The geological time period divided into the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous periods is known as what era? Precambrian, Paleozoic, Mesozoic, or Cenozoic? Ding, ding! Mesozoic era is your answer, also known as the Age of Dinosaurs, that lasted between 252 and 66 million years ago. Researchers say they have made a major discovery straight out of the Mesozoic era. Hundreds of dinosaur tracks that are around 166 million years old. Let's go to the UK, where our Samantha Lindell takes us to the site of the dig as scientists work to preserve the tracks and tell us what they've learned about the giants that left their marks long ago.
The footprints you're seeing now are 166 million years old. Researchers say it's the most important discovery of dinosaur tracks in the UK for over 25 years.
So these footprints we're talking about are 100 million years older than Tyrannosaurus rex, which is mind-blowing.
Five tracks made of approximately 200 dinosaur footprints were discovered in 2023 by chance at the working quarry.
Quarry worker Gary Johnson was removing some of the mud from the limestone floor and suddenly realized he was hitting these sort of hummocks.
40 dinosaur tracks were first found in this area in the 1990s, so the quarry contacted the Oxford University Museum of Natural History to investigate.
So over 7 days, we coordinated 100 people to excavate these footprints, and what we uncovered was just incredible. The footprints at the site are from at least two different types of dinosaur. A huge herbivorous dinosaur called a sauropod. Those are the ones with the very long necks and the very long tails, like Brachiosaurus or Brontosaurus. Those footprints are 90 centimeters long, the largest ones. The other type of track, the fifth track, was made by a carnivorous dinosaur called Megalosaurus. So the great thing about what we call trace fossils is that it shows us dinosaur behavior. We've calculated the speeds that they were walking, and they were walking at the same speed. They were both walking at about 3 miles per hour, and that's actually the same speed of an average adult human.
The trackways lie across the working quarry, so they're not safe for the public to visit. But scientists are figuring out how to preserve them so that people can see the dinosaur footprints in the future.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, having a slumber party in a submarine. The Wisconsin Maritime Museum took a restored 1940s World War II submarine and turned it into a bona fide Airbnb rental. You and up to 65 people can book a bunk on the USS Cobia, complete with a private tour and breakfast in the morning. The funds will help the museum's efforts to preserve and maintain the historic submarine. Would you dive into this sub B&B with some friends and make a splash, or just keep it on the down low? Apologies if you find my jokes subpar and underwhelming. Good thing is you don't have to let them sink in. They're not that deep. All right, superstars, a big old 2025 shout out is going to John Deering Middle School in West Warwick, Rhode Island. We see you, Wizards. Wingardium Leviosa. Thank you to all of you for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel for your shout out requests. Let's kick this year off with some vigor and some passion. You are more powerful than you know. And I'm so happy to be back with you. I'll be right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.